This is your NPR News Station 90.3 WBHM 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. Millions of American high school students graduate this spring, and many might not be ready for what's next, be it college or career. In some states, students are swamped with mandatory tests to gauge what they've learned, how they've learned, and how good their teachers were. John King was confirmed as U.S. Secretary of Education in March. He talks about these issues, education reform challenges, and more with WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.
The good news is that nationally, the high school graduation rate is the highest it's ever been at 82%. And those gains have been driven in no small part by significant reductions in the dropout rate for African-American and Latino students. We have also seen a million more African-American and Latino students in college than in 2008. Also good news. But we worry that too many of the students who graduate from high school aren't graduating ready for success in college and careers. And certainly we can see that in Alabama, where more than a quarter of the students who are entering college are actually required to take remedial classes, which really are high school level classes.
So what do we do? Does that mean that something may not be happening in the classroom or additional work is needed prior to college or career, community school transition or something along those lines? What are the options?
Yeah, we've got to continue to make sure that we're working to have high school classes prepare students for the kinds of work that they're going to do in college. And so we've seen over 40 states over the last 7 years move to raise their standards in K-12 education. We think that's very important because you want to make sure that students are reading the kinds of texts, writing the kinds of papers, doing the kinds of math that are required for success. And we think as states implement those higher standards and support their teachers, we're going to see improvements in that college and career readiness rate.
Where are you in terms of this debate on testing and accountability? Are we testing too much? Are we not testing enough?
You know, we think it's important that parents and teachers have good information each year about the progress students are making. That information needs to line up with the expectation that when students graduate, they'll graduate ready for college and careers. But we've got to acknowledge that in some places around the country, particularly over the last 10 years, we've seen places where there's too much testing. And we've actually given guidance to states on how they can use existing federal funding sources to reduce or eliminate tests that are unnecessary, and also to improve the quality of the assessments that they give.
You're coming in just as Congress passed the Every Child Succeeds Act. What does that mean for you in your role as secretary and for America's school students?
You know, we have an opportunity, I think, really for a reset on the national conversation around education. With the new law, we can broaden our definition of educational excellence. We can look beyond just English and math, but we can also ask, are students getting science, social studies, the arts? Are they getting access to advanced coursework? Are students getting access to high-quality career and technical education? So there's an opportunity with the new law for states to broaden how they think about educational quality. There's also an opportunity for states to target their interventions to support those students who are most at risk and to get their teachers and principals the support that they need. But all of that has to be done in a spirit that is consistent with the original Elementary and Secondary Education Act, which was adopted in 1965 as a civil rights law.
What is there that relates specifically to those students who may have been left out of the loop? Are the protections there?
One of the reasons that President signed the law is because he really believes it builds on the law's civil rights legacy. And so there are very clear requirements that resources have to be directed to high-need schools. There are very clear requirements that all students need equitable access to high standards that will prepare them for success in college and careers. And there is authority for the department to intervene when those things aren't happening. And so it maintains the traditional civil rights protection role of the education department, while at the same time giving states and districts more flexibility in how they approach accountability for schools and intervening when schools are struggling. So we think it strikes the right balance, moves us away from some of the one-size-fits-all approaches of No Child Left Behind, but still maintains the important civil rights protection.